We spoke about Kriya Shema, so we spoke about the significance of Kavana, and the Sugya of Kavana really reappears in Uchos Tefillah as well. There seem to be actually two different dimensions, two different aspects of Kavana that plays out in Tefillah. Reb Chaim Brisker and the Perush and the Rambam elaborates upon this. And on the one hand, there's an idea of Kavana of Tefillah that a person has to be aware of the fact that they're davening. And being aware that they're davening, Reb Chaim explains, means that the person has to be over the Shem Melech. He has to be in the mindset that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That halacha permeates the entire Shvada. So one has to be in that mindset, has to be thinking, cognizant, focusing on the fact that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a second idea of Kavana, and that is to understand what one is saying. So the Chachila wants you to try to understand what one is saying. The entire davening, nevertheless, b'di'evet, as long as the person understood and was focusing on the meaning of the words for the first bracha, so then b'di'evet, one would fulfill the mitzvah. So there are really two different mindsets one's supposed to have in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. One is a general understanding, a general paying attention that he's standing for Hashem. And then number two, the meaning of the particular words. And again, that should l'chadchila cover the entire Shmoneh Esrei, at least b'di'evet, join the first bracha. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.